Concerned about the potential collapse of the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, the U.S. government has broken with its usual quiet diplomacy and issued public warnings and criticism in recent days. The criticism is focused primarily on Israel's decision to encourage Jewish settlements in the occupied territories by restoring financial incentives for individuals and businesses there. President Clinton warned yesterday that the move, in his words, cannot be helpful in making peace. NPR's Ted Clark reports that the statement was a calculated effort to get the peace talks moving again.
Administration officials expressed confidence that the president's statement yesterday will have an impact. In the past, President Clinton has been very circumspect, said one official. Given the history of the talks, he said, a statement like the one Mr. Clinton made carries a lot of weight. Today, State Department spokesman Nick Burns suggested that the statement was designed to improve the atmosphere of the stalled Israeli-Palestinian talks.
Our position is quite clear. It gets to the psychology of the negotiating process. It gets to the sense of trust and commitment in the negotiating process. That's what's important here. Both sides are responsible for that.
Palestinian trust in the Israeli government has been shaken since the election of Prime Minister Netanyahu 6 months ago. He has lifted the freeze on Jewish settlements in the West Bank, praised the settlers, and just last week reinstated financial subsidies for them. Hisham Sharabi of the Center for Policy Analysis on Palestine.
What we're talking about is a policy that is based on keeping the territories under Israeli control indefinitely, excluding for the future any Palestinian sovereignty, of maintaining Israel, of not allowing the Palestinian refugees to come back to their homes in the West Bank.
But it's important to be precise about what Mr. Netanyahu's government has actually done with regard to settlements, says Robert Satloff of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He makes several points.
A, will there or will there not be new settlements? The answer so far to that is no. B, will there or will there not be expropriation of additional land to expand existing settlements? I think so far the answers to that are no. Will there be expansion of existing settlements within their original boundaries? The answers to that are yes. There will be more settlers. There will not be more settlements.
Dr. Satloff thinks the president's criticism of Mr. Netanyahu's settlement policy was designed to make it easier for Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to conclude an agreement on the West Bank town of Hebron. Israeli troops are supposed to withdraw from most of that town under the Oslo peace accords, but negotiations on the details of the withdrawal have stalled. Satloff says the president's statement on settlements should not be viewed in isolation.
The main obstacle to closing the Hebron deal is Arafat at the moment. It hasn't always been this way, but it certainly has been this way for the last 4 or so weeks. So the administration is privately very active in trying to close those negotiations. The public statement on settlement activity, I think, has to be viewed in that larger effort.
The president's statement might reassure Mr. Arafat that the United States is listening to his concern about settlements and how they might encroach on Arab land. But Dr. Sharabi doesn't think Mr. Clinton's statement will offer the assurances needed. He says there is too much skepticism in the Arab world today about Israel's intentions and the Clinton administration's. Sharabi believes the Netanyahu government is resuming a century-old process of acquiring Arab land.
This is the continuation of the Zionist project of colonizing Palestine.
We had thought, Sharabi says, that the project had been achieved and that Israel had reached a decision to go no further and to negotiate a peace agreement. But now, he says,
the whole attitude towards settlements, attitude and behavior that we see since the Netanyahu government took power, is a nullification of that presumed decision and a continuation of the former Zionist policy of colonization.
The Israeli government denies that and says it is committed to the peace process and continued negotiations. U.S. policy on Jewish settlements in the occupied territories has evolved since Israel captured the land in 1967. At first, Washington called settlements illegal. Under President Bush, they were regarded as obstacles to peace. The Clinton administration calls them unhelpful and a complicating factor. This is Ted Clark in Washington.